Okay, we're up to the Anglin Shel Sefer. We learned yesterday. We are in the middle of Perek Tezayin Mishnah Zayin. We learned yesterday about the Anglin Shel Sefer, and that was the mold. We had two interpretations. It means the actual tick, and the actual tick went to the Rav is problematic because it should be Mekabel Tumah.
Because it has a purpose.
Because it has a tick, a tick.
A Rav Perish. No.
A function.
A function. Purpose. You like that? I like purpose, you like function. You like the word function, right?
Okay, and then we go to the second invitation. The Anglin Shel Sefer means the mold.
Correct.
It's the mold which you make, you fashion and tick upon it. Okay, now up to over here, base haneger. What is a base haneger? What is the Rav? So the Rav says, Anartik Shel Or.
We had
a base haneger. Nartik Shel Or, Shenoistin Besuchle Haneger, Vuhu Hayosait Shemasimim. It's a nartik. Okay, it says over here the beis haneger means the nartik, beis haneger, neger. That's the
beis
clamp.
Is
the clamp.
Asumi R. It's made out of R.
Leather, and
what's the neger? That thing?
No, it looks like a clamp. It looks like a piece of metal that you put on the wall in order to keep the neger in place.
Right.
The neger is the bolt that goes into the door. Base neger tar mishum shuhu mishamish b'mechubar. It's mishamish b'mechubar. You focusing on this yesterday, that something which is used for mechubar is always tar.
Correct.
So this base neger is being mishamish to a dove mechubar. Base neger tar mishum shuhu mishamish b'mechubar.
That it's a leather piece, not a metal.
Correct. That's right. That is an interesting point. It's leather.
Is the neger itself? What?
The neger is metal. Right. But the neger is mechubar. It's permanently attached to the door, or it's attached to the ground. The neger, this mean piece of leather, a piece of wood, is used to keep the neger in place. Based neger tar mishum shu mishamish mechubar.
It says a rush to the foam osma
semiyetz. It's made from leather. Based neger, it's also an eight and off from leather.
How come it doesn't say sometimes out of metal? That's what we thought.
Probably the stuff that it is today. Today it's only out of metal.
Right.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Based neger tar mishum shum shamash mchubul karka v'shara satana b'mishum seinu k'di l'gdaber l'chaber es hatav to combine together various things which are tar. Okay. Base neger, next, base hamanel, this manel, what's the, here's the manel. The base is...
Manel is a lock?
Is a lock. That's the lock.
It's the lock.
The manel is the bolt, I guess. I guess it's the bolt. And then the base hamanel is also made, or it's made from leather. Because of Rosh Lepam, Oysim Osama 8, base hamanel, tar, mishum, shum, shama, shum, shum, same thing, it's attached to the door. And the karka...
Once again, something that we would have thought is made out of metal, here, again, is made out of leather.
Correct.
Ah, menek, ishmak.
Very tired.
No, I see. It's very. I've never seen you ever like this. Okay. Everything should go beshat neshma. Good.
Base man was tarsh mishum mishamish mechubar l'karka v'shana satan v'mishusen k'di l'chaber es in order to k'di l'chaber es satan to group together all the various items which are tohor. Okay, so base haman negev samanul
is the outer
casing, the casing for the lock. Okay, the
casing.
Okay, then we have over here the base hamanuk, base hamezuzah, hamezuzah.
Ooh.
I think that's a regular mezuzah.
Mezuzah case.
Okay, so the base hamanuk, ready? Konesh shel matechos, shenoistin boy hamezuzah.
So that was matechos.
Right.
We use wood now for that also.
We use all different things. Base mezuzah, umechuba base hamezuzah, the mezuzah else. Okay, a regular thing for mezuzah.
This was the outer.
Okay. So this is Kanet next.
Did you say beach hat?
Oh, Mezuzah.
Like beach hat, no?
It's the look of the Kosara. Let's see. Kosara was Shabbos and Mezuzah. He also Matechas. It's made from metal. The Tom Olav Hates Yomtiv Shemeshim Roseinu Oisekas Bechol Bekliets. V'or V'loy Bekli Matechas.
Beautiful.
Well, if he matches Kosara Mishnah Be'achroi, now Shabbos and Mezuzah Tarosli Mishum Shum Mechubul Karku. V'lo Nitzkam Roseinu Elokid Lechaber Esatayim.
When did we learn that?
We learned everything. That's what we learned that over here in the previous caption. No. We learned that all of these things are mechubar.
Yeah.
They're meshamish from mechubar.
Right.
And because we learned, since we learned before that the base mezuzah terasa meshum shu mechubar lekarka for the niskar b'mishna seinu el kedel lechaber esata. We only want to learn all the various items which are tar, Evshar liyashvoy, we could explain the belav hoki taras based on mezuzah einam mehilchas pshute kliates, because seemingly all the various things in this mishnah are in the category of pshute kliates, are wood. But derech agav, once we mention things that are tar, so we also mention other things that are tar. Ella midin mechub lekarkov because of it. So we're going off on a tangent and we're mentioning things that are tar for other reasons because of what our mishnah harina. She mishnah seinu b'deberes bebeis what does that mean? You're talking about our Mishnah is dealing with a base mezuzah, mezuzah case. Shenasa metchila al menas l'sita b'mezuzah delas. Aval im nasa metchila l'davar acher. But let's say you improvise and you go and you find a tube, a metal tube, or some other type of item that was not meant to serve as a mezuzah case, and you convert to a mezuzah case. V'yakach nimlach l'sita b'delas kvar nasa kli v'kibul v'mekabel tuma v'af acha shenos tnu b'adelas. Say a very important chiddush. The only time a mezuzah case is tahar is only when it was lechatchila manufactured for the purpose of serving as a mezuzah case. But if you take something that was not meant,
why is it tahar?
Because it's meshamish l'mechubar. It was meant to be something that it was meant to be something that will be meshamish l'mechubar. Doesn't matter. It was meant from day one, from the very beginning of its creation, to be Meshamesh B'Mechubar. And since it was meant to be Meshamesh B'Mechubar, it has started.
I find it a problem to understand that. Because from day one, it has a function.
But the use is to be attached to Mechubar L'Karka. And anything that is meant to be Mechubar L'Karka.
No, to hold the mezuzah.
No, in a chanan hold, but where does the mezuzah go? The mezuzah goes on the door.
Yeah.
So since it was meant from the very beginning to be attached to the karka, anything that's mechubal the karka is tar.
I thought that the only exception to that svara is that if it's if something that has a use, even though it's mechubal the karka.
I don't understand. It's meant
like
to be
this.
Yes, yeah, so it has a use. Then the use. This is wood. This is not. This would look like this. A mold. Pshuta kliates. This is. It's meant to be attached permanently to the door, and the door is attached to the ground. Something that is meant to be attached to the ground is not mekabel tuma. And in addition, most of the things that we learned so far are a piece of wood, but
this is metal.
But this is leather.
This is leather.
But sometimes it's made from wood. It's metal, but so that's what he says. That derech agav, once already we're discussing various items that are tahar. We're going to list this case. We're going to add this case to the list. And the reason why it's tahar is because it's meant to be mechubal karka.
And metal, even though it's mechubal karka and it has a function.
It's tahar. Absolutely.
Sure about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, right. So that concludes the case of the mezuzah. The base mezuzah. Next, v'tzik nivalin v'tzik kinei reis. Okay, what is over here on the Rav? There is no Rav. So what is a tik nivalim? Here it is, tik nivalim v'tzik kinei reis. Did they ever go on the train? They ever see people walking around the train with
violin
cases and cello cases? And
what do you mean?
No, they're traveling. They're traveling musicians. They carry their musical instrument with them. So it's a case. It's a leather case. Let's say tik nivalim v'tzik kinei reis. Take a knob of that kinar who clay kibble. It is a clay kibble. V'yaf al picha in ena mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel. It's clay kibble, and it's not mekabel tuma. Why not? The tama davar shatik b'tzurasa in osu lehachil b'soichay ella novel v'china bulvad. It's only meant to store a musical instrument. V'in derech l'taltal esakina v'anovel b'soichatik ella. And it's not the derech l'taltal esakina v'anovel b'soichatik ella k'irzoch lohem moitzim esatik ella k'irzoch lohem when you need them. Moitzim min atik metaltal. The name says atik ze osi lenachas. We call it kibul os lenachas. Ein amikah. One more time. take another kinnah who kibble. V'afal pi kain enu chazal. The question is a kliyus from kamal tuma. No, v'afal pi kain enu kamal tuma b'tamad of a shatik b'mitzuros seina also l'hachol b'sochay el anovel v'kinnah b'lvat. Then derech l'taltel l'sakinor v'anovel b'sochatik el k'shoch l'chem moitzim n'atik v'taltlem. Ah. Very interesting thing that it's a case, but it's only a case that for storage. You don't see people on the train with this. When they go on this, when they go traveling, they travel with the musical instrument alone exposed. You don't travel with the kid with the tick. You see what I'm saying?
No.
This is
you're just telling me that they do travel.
No, I made a mistake. This is only meant to be stationary. When a person brings home his musical instrument, he wraps it up and he leaves it on the ground or on storage in this container. This container is not portable. It's not something that you carry around with you. It's a container that you put. It's a container into which you store your musical instrument, but you do not carry the musical instrument with you in this container. Okay, so you go on a job to play the violin. So when you go, you take the violin out of the container, and you go and you travel to your destination, to the place, and then you do, and you come back and you put it back and you take it home. You never take this out of your home. This container is the container that is used to store your thing only benachas in one location. That's what it says. When you need the kinnah of novel, you take it out. And you move it around. This tick is made lenachas. Perik Tezvav Mishnah Aleph. Rosh Kisvayah B'Tosefes Tam Hesval Pi Divrei HaMishnah Achrona. Okay, so that's the purpose of this tick and this the tick of the navel and the kinar. Are we okay with this, sir?
Yeah, you just put it in. You just store it in your house,
so it's not movable.
It's a mechubal karka. That's
not. It's not mechubal karka, but it's not meant to be moved. The point is,
it's not
that's what it says. It doesn't say it's mechubal karka. It says mechubal karka.
Yeah, because everything we're mentioning here is mechubal karka. All the cases in the mission is till now.
Not all the cases. No. This is not mechubal karka.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. This thing called the angelin shall say for some mechubal karka.
No.
No.
But these are the new cases.
The new cases. Okay. So it's mechubal, but this is not mamish mechubal karka. This it's not. It's not mamish. It's something which is just not meant to be moved. It's not mamish mechubal karka. But a thing that it's not meant to be moved. Okay. Vayder. Now we come to the. The imum shall goydlei mitz nofois. What is the imum? The imum shall goydlei mitz nofois. That is the fuss. It's a mold. Ke'ein roish shall adam, a shetel head. You ever go? Psst.
Yes.
People have a shetel. They have these styrofoam heads. I used to take. My mother used to have. I used to take some of them, and I used to practice on them. I was getting ready for my big day.
Okay.
What's so funny? What's the problem? The aim shall goyle mitz nefes. You know, you have to learn, stay in the Torah. Nekim nikmas Hashem.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything we just said, but okay.
Emum shall goyle mitz nefes. It is a mold of the head of the person. The first came rosh shalada shemesaktim olav hamitz nefes. See that the neck over here, Stetson, a Stetson straw hat. Summer's on the way.
Yeah, it looks like a beach hat.
It looks like soon Pesach has come. People come with straw hats, right? Straw hats.
After
Shavuos, do we put on the straw hat?
Not before Memorial Day.
Okay. Aim shall go in its nefes. Ha'imim shall pshut the kliyets. She'ainim mekam l'nam mekam v'slam mekam l'tumah. It's made from wood.
So what's an aim? A hat.
Aim is a mold. It's a mold.
Okay. Aim of it's
like a mold.
Like
shall go
like a mummy.
A mummy, yeah, whatever. Today they make it out of styrofoam.
Yeah.
But in the Altar Talk, they made it out of wood.
Like
wood.
It's like a what do you call it? I forgot what they call those things.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
What is it?
Shall goyle mitz nefes. People who make hats.
Okay.
You fashion the hat around the mitzvahs. The foreskin, rosh, lodom, shnu, zaknu, olav, esam, snevis. Next, v'hamarkoif. What is a markoif? A markoif shel zamor. A markoif shel zamor is. Ooh, there's no picture here. Is there? A markoif shel zamor, or revia shel loyis. For okay, that we have. What's this? Revius means revius. Revius is min onin. It's a noisemaker. Kli hamashmiya kol kish oichsim biyodis umenanin es hakli. Haman a noisemaker.
Those things that the.
It's a noisemaker. It's a noisemaker. Okay, so it's a noisemaker. And what does it say over here in the Rav? The Rav over here says a mark. What's a markoif? A markoif. It says is. Kimin sus. Markov is a horse. A sus shall eat.
Yeah.
It's like a merry-go-round. Shall eat she halit sonim misachakim boy. We had that before, okay? It's a horse.
It?
Yeah, we had that somewhere before, yeah. I don't remember. We're like some zakim boy, but Eastern Farsha Klee shall eat eres osu lazamer. Some say it's a musical instrument. Some say it's a Klee shall eat eres cedar wood osu, which is used for singing. It's a musical instrument. It's not giving us a picture. It's either a horse. A makav is a horse shell zamor. What's a zamor? It's a late. A zamor is a word, is a fancy word for a late. A comedian.
So it's a wooden horse?
A wooden horse. That's what it says. They sit on wooden horses and they do funny things.
A wooden horse.
Yeah, if someone have a wooden horse? I don't know. No. That's what it says. Shell zamor is.
Anybody on a wooden horse to make jokes? No, never saw it.
Never saw it?
No.
Come, I'll show you. You want to go to a shul? Which shul do you want to go to? I mean, shell zamor. Or some say means a piece of wood that's used for by singers. But it's a type of musical instrument. Uvia shell aloyis uvin. What's this word?
It's a noisemaker.
A noisemaker. Uvim na an im uvitzel tselim. That's Shmuel Beis mitargaminim uvin uvitzel tselim. Means some type of noisemaker. Okay, what's aloyis shell hamikoinenis? Oh, it's used by mikoinenis people who sing sad songs, elegies, dirges. Okay, sad songs. Shell hamikoinenis, hamikoinenis eli kevsula chagursak elitzioin vehoreha kmo yisha vitzireha vechivsula chagurasak abala. No, Bala. Obala Nureha. Okay? Wait for that the whole year. It's like Purim for me.
It's the same. Purim is.
Purim, oh. Oh. What's the highlight of Purim? The highlight of Purim is. Evel Godol. La Yehudin. It's same of him. Oh. Oh, wait for that the whole year. No? No?
No.
Umur the Chai. No, you don't wait that
no,
whole
year? No.
As a shteta. That's what they have. That's the reason why they have the clappers.
Okay.
The clappers they're really using. Oh, Sechish, the clappers they're using by Purim is not noise clappers for Simcha.
It's dirge clappers.
It's dirge clappers.
Okay.
You hear it?
Yeah, Kabbal.
He didn't. It's such a chesh he never heard before. Such a chesh he never heard before. Okay, next. Ginnonios he'oni. Okay, looks like my hat. Ginnonios honey, what is this? Ginnonios is Meloshon. Ginnon means to shelter. Ginnon means to shelter. Mogein umatzil. Seichich hamatzil esarish odom ibnei hachama. It shelters the people's heads from the heat. You ever see these people, Chinese, who walk around like this? The Chinese, they're into this. Yeah, it's a certain type of hat which protects your head from the heat. It's a special hat which is used for the heat, and that is called the Uginonios He'oni. Why is it called the Oni? Uginonios He'oni. Why the Tarmiloi Shel Oni? Tarmiloi, where is it? Tarmiloi. Let's see this. It's not a kibble. It's not a claim of Tomo. While if you say not to your little reach, it's not an ill hogging me a ham, but it's only to shelter. The cave in Shakan Harehi Pshudically eats Shaina Makablum Tomo. Why is it called of an oni? He oni of a poor man? I guess a poor rich man has a real hat. He has a fancy hat that costs $300. This guy has a poor hat that only the piece of wood. Horav, the parish, Ginonio Seoni Tarmiloi Shaloni. It means a knapsack. The Rav learns, not like we learned. I told you Gidus means, I told you this comes from the Rosh. The Rosh. Okay, you know the Rosh is? The Rosh. But according to the Rav says it means a knapsack. A poor man's knapsack. It's a tarmil. What are you talking about? If it's a knapsack, it's a kibble. I'm a kabel tumma. Kibavur beperikin mishn dal. Manishtan et hamilosh. Why is the sack of a poor man any different than the sack of a rich man? Ve'horambam ve'horosh perishu shag shehag. Known as he. What is it? Known as he. Seichich as a matzil mibnei achama. He learns that it is a hat which shelters because of the chama. Loshen ani. What loshen ani? Mibnei shekini derech apoyel lemocha oivrim bechama las seich v'rosham. If you're a worker, you're a poor man. Because all your money going to taxes, cleaning you out. Okay, so the reason why we're calling it as an oni is because who's typically wearing this? Poyalim workers. And workers are typically very poor. It is a shelter that a poor man makes. According to the Gur, it sounds like that it's a shelter, it's a building, it's a portable tent. That's what appears the Gur says. The Gur says it's not a knapsack, it's not a hat, but it is a shelter. It is a shelter, it's a portable sukkah, pop-up sukkah. You take it from place to place, so I guess it's mechubal kaka. When you go to place to place,
if it's mobile.
When you come to the location, you tie it down. You tie it down to the ground.
I don't think you're correct.
The Gross says, it's a shelter. Or whatever it is, but we basically have two perushim that's posh, that either is a knapsack, which is problematic because it's a clay kibble, and posh shot is means it's some type of hat that is used to cover your head.
Didn't he say up here that the Gross said that it's like what the Rosh said?
The Gross says, how could it be a knapsack? Okay. First he quotes, what? The Harosh Parashusha Gnenesu Sechich, that's what we've done above.
Yeah.
The Rosh says,
the Rosh and the Rambam.
The
Rambam Varosh Pirush.
Shagnenis he seichich hamatzel me'achama. Okay, so that's this
okay.
Thing over here.
The Gross says it totally.
That's what the Gross says, that it's something else.
Okay. Something
no. That's the Fushal Tzila. That's Tfilin. Let's go by it. Four compartments. The Fushal to this they used to make Tfilin. You go and you put the leather on top of this. This is the mold.
Correct.
The mold that is used to stretch the Tfilin. Take one big piece of leather and you make four compartments. Look, there's a mold. As today, all the batamacher's mold. It's made from wood. We'll tell you they make it from metal, but it was made from wood originally. This means the support of the bed. Here's the smokes hamita. Four different under. Let's see. Samchos hamita koras eitz. It's a piece of wood. Shesaimchem bas hamita. People used to put this piece underneath the bed and the bed should not collapse. Kosaf hamishna acharoina shakore ina nechshem is kli klal. It's nothing. It's mamash nothing. This thing over here which supports the bed, under the bed is mamash nothing. Okay, revia shalalos. Okay, that was what was the revia? That was the noisemaker. Ugnonis hayani. That is the hat cover. Bismachas hamita. That little block of wood that supports the bed. Now utfus shel tefilah. You know that tefillin is Lashon Rab. You know that, right? That each compartment is the tefillah shal yad, the tefillah shal rosh. So here it's Lashon Yachid. The tefus means the mold that's used to make the tefillin. Tefus ne'etz ha'mishamish eso oisei tefillin. This is the mold that's used to make the four compartments of the tefillin. Yeah? Are you with me? It is pshut ekli eitz. What is over here? This over here says, let's see, tefus shal samita. Koyosh esoem chumacham samita shal tipol. It should not fall down. Tefus shal tefillin. Kuma tefus shal tefillin. Okay. A mum shall I say sagos. What is that? What is that? Is the a mum shall sagos? Ooh, look at this. This is a mannequin. The mold. You with me? Why are you covering your eyes? You don't want me to see that you're falling asleep?
Right.
Come on, wake up. Wake up. What do you think this is over here? What do you think this is over here? What do you think this is over here?
This is before this?
No, this is before this. I told you many times that they don't always go in the right order. Aimum shall oisei soit susois. Su sos. This is the mold upon which you put a frack. Aimum, there's a mold. Aimum means a stand. It's a stand. Aimum pshutikli h, enum kavultum, it's a stand. Sha'olav toifer hachayit begeladim. He sews. He sews the garment. He makes the garment. Mr. Roth, can we have your measurements, please? And then they adjust and they make nice shoulders, sleeves. Okay, they make a nice frock for you. Do you ever wear a long coat? Frock, yeah? You're Rosh Hashiva?
I wear a long winter coat.
Okay, so what is this? This over here, Eimam Shalom Tovzachayt is a beget. Zel Per Sharaba Maniska Barath. Over Daimel Zayeshno Eimam Shalom Chorekim Achayit Avnate. That a craftsman he molds a belt. Avnate. Kavur Barash Vnirish Shal Zen Eschav Narab Kishisker Beperushai Defur Shal Oisay Shal Shalois. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. The mold shloisei shal means belts. People make belts. That's a reiki. Ma'im hu pshutikli eit sheinu mekabel tuma. Okay, that's the oisei susos susos. Let's see what says over here. The Rav explains the aimum shel oisei sogois. He has a different word. We have over here, in the svarim achirim. Okay, svarim achirim. Or others, okay, it's with a gimel. And we have it with a saf. Defor shaloise shal shaloise. So he says shal shaloise means belts. Shaloisem oisem al gabi emum on a mold. Hainu al gabi defos. An emum is a mold. Baram goes oise so so sloshen uvidam anovim suso. And what is that? Suso vidam anovim suso. Garments. Okay, so you have either a garment or you have over your belt. Okay, are you with me? You seem to be getting very tired.
Right. It's getting to me. Go ahead.
What's getting to you?
No, I'm saying the Yetzirah.
Oh, the Yetzirah. We have no conflict, the Yetzirah and me.
We're on the same team, right?
Same team. Since I'm all his. He wheeled me in. Carries me wherever he goes. He takes me with him. He's loyal. He's more loyal than you. You only come to get me in the morning. He's with me the whole day. The whole day. My buddy.
He pays me the tissue.
I don't have to cry.
Oh my God.
Okay, the aimum, the mold, shell, oisei, susois. Next, haray, also we're almost finished. Haray, the old term. Haray, elu term. This is used to the garment.
I thought this had to do with the aimum, shell, oisei, susois. It's not that, you said it has to do with the horses.
No, what is horse? What are you talking about? Horse, who mentioned the horse? That was way back. You totally spaced out. That was the Markov shel Zamor.
Right.
This is not a horse anymore. This is aim is a mold of the fuss shell. I say susos. Susos means either clothing or it means a belt.
A mold of clothing?
A mold which you go on the tailor, he makes, he sews, he stitches up a garment for you.
Yeah.
A garment. Or a mold upon which
so this is it. This thing.
That's
the
stick.
Stand.
That should clear the stand. Right,
the
very
stand.
Good,
so
very good. Because he
not
calls
a
it a defus, because over here it says the fuss. He says the fuss. Hainu defus. What's an aimum? Hainu defus. Okay? The Rav says an aimum means a defus. A defus means a mold. Mold spores. You know what mold spores are? Do testing for mold.
Mold, you're totally getting mold.
A guy came to test. I had a professional come.
Yeah. It's real mold.
Tests coming back. soon. They take it sent to a laboratory.
Where is it?
What?
Where is the mold?
All over the house.
Are you serious?
Well, that's the Shaila. That's the question. Is there mold or is there no mold? The guy says there's not. The guy says it's A-OK. He says it's okay, Baruch Hashem. He says it's fine. He says, just, yeah, part of his job. He has to, he's mechuyif to, that's what we're paying him for, to send to a lamb, to this, to that. They take infrared, they scan the house with infrared cameras, and they have all different machines. All different techniques.
So who, you mean somebody over
Shabbos? Service.
No, I'm saying over Shabbos, your brother or your sister-in-law told you that you had the mold?
No, this is an old thing.
So what made you the impetus to do it?
It just got around. I'm very slow. I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to have done this a year ago. I just totally got around to do it. The bell is ringing. I mean, someone is outside.
Is it cold?
In the cold. Doesn't know what the combination is.
Okay.
Let's go weiter. Zaklal. Harela terms, all these things, everything we love here is terms. Zaklal, here's the rule. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kol Misham Shem, Kol Mish.
Rabbi Yehuda says Amar Rabbi
Yosi. Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yosi. Kol Misham Shem, Misham Shav, Shal Adam, Mishas Malach, Vashal Mishas Malach, Tomei. Anything that is Misham Shem, the Misham Shav, Shal Adam, a Tashmish for a Tashmish. You hear? You're a tashmish for a tashmish. If you're a mishamish, kol mishamish, mishamish shalodam b'shas melacha, v'shaloi b'shas melacha, tamei, kol she'ein ela b'shas melacha, tar. Now what does that mean exactly? So let's see what it says over here in the Rav. There's no picture, it's a caption. Mishamish, mishamish shalodam k'goyim kisui kelim, a kisui kelim v'nartike kelim, shem nasu l'shamish ha-kelim, ha-mishamish mis'odam. It means containers. A container. An object, a violin. A violin is a mishamesh adam. It serves man. It gives man the ability to express himself. Creative expression. Music. Hello?
Listen.
A violin. A violin is mishamesh adam. A hat. Where's your hat?
No.
Your hat is mishamesh you. It serves you. This mannequin, this thing over here is a mishamish of the hat. The tick, the narratic, the case, the container, it's mishamish the violin. The violin is mishamish man. So these are mishamshei odam. That's what it says in the Rath. Kegoyim kisui kelim v'nartike kelim shem nasu l'shamish ha-kelim. They're meant to serve kelim. And what do? The kelim themselves are ha-mishamshim. And the kelim are things which are mishamish odam. So what does it say? It says over here, b'shas melacha, v'shloi b'shas melacha. So it says over here, b'zman sha-kisui m'shamish ha-kli, when the kisui, when the covering is m'shamish ha-kli, l'shamash ha-besecha, when the covering is m'shamish ha-kli to guard what's inside of it, v'haynu shas melacha didei, when the covering is serving the kli to guard what's inside of it, which means the v'haynu shas Mulacha di day, it's mulacha, I'm not sure what that means exactly. Geshein kolom kli, when there's nothing inside the kli, shein etzach, the kisui karulei, shaloi b'shas mulacha. So he's saying that when the tick is full, what do you mean b'shas mulacha means when the violin is inside, or while the Stetson hat is on top of the mannequin, or while the garment is on top of the piece of on the stand. That's called b'shas melacha. B'shas melacha means right now it is serving a purpose. Right now it is serving a function. It's functional. Right now, this very moment. That's called b'shas melacha. And then when shaloi b'shas melacha, okay,
v'yesh kelim.
V'shaloi b'shas melacha. Let's over here. Well, let's see. B'zman shakisu b'shamish shakli l'shmash shemash b'seichah.
He says all these things that we just said with tar. He says the tameh.
They're all tar.
He says the tameh.
The tar.
Read it.
Tameh. I'm sorry. Tameh. B'shas melacha shem tameh v'shkol she'ein ela b'shas melacha. Also, if it's meant to use, let's see what it says on the graph. Let's see the graph. Okay, there's a long graph here. Okay. Just pay attention. Keep your eye on the ball. בזמן שהכיסא משמש הכלי לשמור סמר שבסייך, והיינו ששעס מלאכה דידי, וכשאין כלום כלי, שאין הצורך לכיסא, קורא לה שלא משעס מלאכה, ויש כלים שמניחים עליהם הכיסא תמיד. There are utensils which are always in use, בין כשהוא מולה, בין כשהוא ריקון.
Like a jewelry box, right?
שמניחים עליהם הכיסא, we put a cover on top of it, בין כשהוא מולה, בין כשהוא ריקון, אף על פי שאין הכיסוי מוכב בו נצנת הטאץ' חשיבי ככלי גופי לקבל תמאפילו בזמן שאין אוי מוכבר בוי קייבנטן שרוגל יויס תלמן אלו והיינו כלול דרבי יוסיד הפשוטי כלי עץ המשמש אס הכי המקוי אבל כלי קיבל מתאמן מכל עניין ולא אוכל כביסוי זאת אומרת קוברינגס
No, boxes that have coverings. That
One more time, the words of the Rav. We'll see the picture. He's saying, there's a lot going on over here. Bizman Shakisui, when the covering, he says, the Kisui. He says, Mishamshay, Mishamshay, Shalom, Kurin Kisui Kelim. Also, he's saying, it's only for a covering. He's only dealing with coverings. Kisui Kelim, Artike Kelim, Shem Nasu, Lashamisha Kelim, Hamishamisha Mesa Adam. So he's discussing over here coverings. Coverings. Only coverings. Then we b'shas melacha v'shle b'shas melacha. Bezman shakis v'misham v'shakli l'shma masha b'seichai. Fine b'shas melacha. She'ain klum b'kli. When there's nothing in the utensil, she'ain tzach l'kisa kar l'shle b'shas melacha. V'yesh kelim, there are kelim she'manich malei makisui tamid. There's always a cover. Bein kishu mole, bein kishu reikon. Afal p'shak she'ain a kisa mechum b'mo. Even though it's not attached. Like the jewelry box. Remember the jewelry box? The jewelry box, the covers are only attached. Chashiv l'kli gufei v'kabel tomo v'afil b'zman she'ain mechum b'mo even when it's not attached. The kevon she'rog Gilios Tamin Alof, Bahai Klod Rabbi Yossi Abshudikli Eitz, and only referring to wood. Hamisham Shmesakelim Koi Aval Klei Kibul, but a receptacle, the box itself, the jewelry box, the Klei Kibul Mitamin Bechol Inyan Halach Rabbi Yossi. He's only referring to the coverings. Let's see what's over here in this caption. Bechol Sheinoi Ella Bishas Malacha Tahar. 48 and 49. So let's go back. 48 That no, that's what we did already. Let's see. Lufi Hezber Shel Harav, according to the intervention of the Rav, Shekli Amishamish Gam Shlom Shas Molocha Nase Tofel Akli Shoyzachu Mishamish Lachin Umekabel Tomok Shu Yachad Yidov Ve'Ein Umekabel Tomok Shu Bifnei Atzmok Shu'Ein Umishamish Shlom Shas Molocha Loi Nase Tofel Akli. It's only used when you have something inside the box. It's not tofel. Shoyso hu mishamish. Vareyu kichol pshutek li'eit shein mekabelum toma vareyu kvar kol zeh. Shemishna misyaches rak l'kitsui teva kimatra v'teni. 473. V'keseh shetachas ateva. V'koymum shel teva. So he's saying over a very important caption over here. Am naram am shita. Naram shita cheres k'shem mishnei l'davar v'rev v'keilim v'nitzkoy mishnei toim mishnei kol zeh. I am here shem mishnei. We're not going to do that. But he's saying over something extremely important. If not for this sefer, we would not know what's going on. That this halacha of Yossi is only referring to three cases. 473, 475, 476. Let's go to those three cases. Here it is. 473. Okay, 473. Are you with me?
Yep.
Here is this cover. Hakisui einay mishamish oteve ela kesheish bochafetz only when you have something in sight. So it's mishamish. That's 473. 475. The keses. You only have this piece of wood when there's a box on top of it. And the picture 476 is this dome. The dome is only on top of it when there's something inside. But when you don't have the box is not being used, and when the box here is not being used, and when there's nothing inside, then this is put in the storage room. Put in the storage room. Just put away. The nail of these things are not in the Kabbal Tumah. He comes to hold that these things are only in the Kabbal Tumah. Kol mishamshe mishamshav shel adam b'shas melacha v'shelo b'shas melacha tamei. But these things are tar. V'kol she'ein elam b'shas melacha tar. So basically he's saying that these things are tar. He comes to be chilek. He's Zek l'amar b'yamir kol mishamshe he's coming to be chilek. It's a very hard rule. It's a very difficult rule. came a shamish shel adam kun kisu kem na te kem shim nasul shamish kelem shamish to adam bishas malach shamish malach bizman she kisu shamish kli when the kisu shamish kli bish lish mama shamish kli behind shas malach di day khshein klum kli shein tzach le kisu karle shamish malach di yesh kem shim nikh malem a kisu tamit ben kishu mole ben kishu rekon afal pi shein kisu mkhub boy khashim kli gufei le kabel to mafil bizman shein mkhub boy even when it's not attached. Kevin Sharagalia is Tamil Allah Vahai Klola Rabbi Yossi Abshudikli Aitam Shamshin as a Kalim Koi. I will clear that with that. That's not a couple. You'll leave this picture with him over here. If he has Bershla Ravlu Shaklim Shamshak and Shagam Shlavishas Malacha Shaloi Bishas Malacha Naz a Tafel Kli Shaisuhum Shamish. Ulachain Mukabal Tomak Shu Yachar Itai. The Ain Mukabal Tomak Shubifne Atsmai. Kushain Mishamish Shalvishas Malacha. And if it's not mishamish, wait, okay, who mekabel tumah kishu yachri mai? Ve'en mekabel tumah kishu b'fnei atzmai. When it's standalone, it's not mekabel tumah. Only it's mekabel tumah when it's serving, its purpose. But when it's not serving its purpose, it's not mekabel tumah. When it's not mishamish el b'shas malacha loynas the tafel kli shosu hu mishamish. Varik hope should the cliation of Kabultoma. By claw Zesh of a mission of Siaka struck Kisa Tame Kamatra Kimatra of a tenny Kimatra, not that one Kimatra of a tenny and Kesses Shatakas a Tava with Kimrin Shalteva. So he's basically saying is this cover, this base, and this dome are only Mikabel Tuma when they are in position. When this is standing underneath the box, when it's covering the box, and when this is...
This is always...
No, that's permanently attached. This case was permanently attached. This is the exception. This was permanently attached, so this is the exception. But this is...
I think we said that by our jewelry box, even if it's not attached...
No, this is we learn is permanently attached with Makabal Toma. This is Makabal Toma because it's permanently attached, even when it's empty. But this cover is not permanently attached. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the only time this cover will be Makabal Toma is only when it's together with the box. But if you take this cover out and you put it over here on the side and a sheret touches it, it's called Pshuta Kliyetz Estab Makabal Toma. When this stand is underneath the box, so it should not get moist, then it's Makabal Toma. You take this away and it's all alone, it's tar. This thing is Makabal Toma only when it's a covering, it's a dome for the box. When you take the dome away and it's all alone, it's not Makabal Toma. Okay? So he finishes very, very hard mission. Let's chaz the whole mission from beginning to end. Hamalkoit Shel Bakar. What is the Malkol Shabakar 4.7, 4.68 is what covers the eyes. It's like you're covering your eyes.
No, I'm not.
Kriyashma.
Right.
Why do you want to cover the eyes?
You don't want it to see.
Shmira Senayim. Shmira Senayim. Okay. Malkol Shel Bakar. Vehechosim shaloi, the muzzle. Are you with me? Veamadav shel dvoidim, the board which you smoke out the bees. Vehaminofe fan. Hare elu tehoirin the altar. Why the altar? What's the lundis? Because. Why the altar? The pshudik liyets. That's why. They're not called based on kibble. They're not these things, okay? Next. Kisa shel kufsa. Okay? Shel kufsa, this is permanently attached, so it's mekabel tumah no matter what. Tame. Kisui kamtera, tahar. The kamtera, he holds his tar when it's all alone. It's not permanently attached. It's tahar. Kisui teva. Kisui teni. And we have machbei shel charosh, the press of the charosh. We have kesa shetachas ateva, this board. We have kimro in shalah, the dome. The angel in shel sefer, the mold. Beis haneger, this thing made from wood or leather which keeps the thing in place. Beis hamanul, the casing for the lock. Base hamazuzah, a mezuzah case, take the volume, take kinaros, a container which you put your violin or your harp, and you don't move it. Va'emim shal goylei mitznafos, the mold that you use to make a hat. Ve'markav shal zamar, a horse made out of wood which let son of dance, and or it's a piece of wood used for a musical instrument. Uriviyah shal aloyis, a noisemaker. It's a noisemaker. Uginonis ha'ani, the hat of a poor man. This is from the sun. The samochas hamita, the support of the bed. Udfushal tefila, the mold for the tefillin. The imum shell. I say soisos, the stand mold for the tailor. Hare elu tehoirim. He disagrees. Call Mishamshe, Mishamshe, Shalodam, Shas Malach, anything which is a cover. The Mishamshe is the Kli. The Mishamshe means the cover of the Kli. The three different examples we had before. Mishas Malach, Mishloy, Mishas Malach. Tomei. So if something which is permanently attached, then b'shas melacha b'shoshas melacha tamei. Chosh ein el b'shas melacha. But if it's not permanently attached, it's only used when it's used. Then it's tar. Okay, that's it. Nachmul the mishnah. Chaz mishnah nachmul. One more time, because I see you very, very tired. Okay, this is what I think the longest mishnah we learned so far. Mesach lekela. Hamalchus shel bakar, the eye covering of the bakar. Yeah, you with me on that one? The chasim shel and the muzzle. The amadav shel dvarim, the wood which you use to smoke out the bees. The hamenofa and any fan. Hare elu tehoirin, these are all tar. Kisui shel kufsa tamei, the carving of a kufsa of a jewelry box, it's permanently attached, it's tamei, period. But the kisui kamtera, that's a very large box, is tar. Kisui teva, another type of box. Kisui teni, three different size boxes. And the hamachbe shel charosh, the press, the wooden planks that are used to serve as a press for a craftsman. The akes shetachas ateva, and a stand. Come on, man, wake up. The akes shetachas ateva, and a stand underneath the box. The akimro in shalot, and the dome. Angelin shall sefer, the mold for a sefer Torah, tikshal sefer Torah, ubeis ha-neger, this thing which holds the neger, the bolt in place, ubeis ha-manel, the casing for the lock, ubeis ha-mezuzah, the mezuzah case, v'tikniv olim v'tikkinaros, and a container for musical instrument which is not meant to be moved, v'ra'emim shel godlei mitznafos, and the mold that is used by hat makers, v'amarkav shel zamor, and a horse of wood that is used by a late, by a comedian, or revia shel aloyis, a noisemaker, v'ugnonis shayani, a hat that's used by a poor man, a worker, v'simocha samita, and a stand which keeps the bed from collapsing, u'tfush shel tfila, the mold that's used for tfila, v'emom shel oisei susos, and the mold that's used to make tailor a garment or a belt, harei elu tohoir matar. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, not so simple. When it comes to three of the cases we had before, the case over here, this cover for this box, and the stand, and this thing, so it depends. If it's in function to being used, then it's tamei. If it's not being used together, then it's tar. Zech l'Rabbi Yossi, kol mishamshe mishamshe, things which are mishamshe, shal adam, mishas melacha, mishas melacha. Sometimes it's attached, and it's not attached. So tamei, it's tamei. If it's permanently attached, and it's tummy. But if it's not permanently attached, if these things would be permanently attached, really like this, this is permanently attached.
Yeah.
So whether it's full or empty, it's tummy. But if it's not permanently attached, like this, this, and this,
right,
it's only tame when it's serving. But when it's not being used, then it's tame. Unless it's currently in position. All right. So we finished the mishnah. We're up now to ches.
Okay.
We only have one more mishnah to finish this parak.